The blogosphere is exploding. It has been for a while. New blogs pop up at the rate of more than 100,000 a day. Commentator David Weinberger reads them. Maybe he's read yours, or maybe he hasn't.
I don't know how to put this politely, but I'm not keeping up with your blog. Sorry, I'm just not. So when I see your new car and ask you how you like it, don't look all hurt and tell me, "I blogged about the transmission falling out, dude. I didn't read that one. I'm sorry." Actually, I'm not sorry. It's nothing personal. I like you. I'm interested in what you're thinking. But there are over 30 million weblogs so far. That's a lot of reading. And there are going to be 50 million at some point, 100 million. It doesn't matter. A salad bar that's 5 miles long is as useless to me as one that's 3,000 miles long because I'm getting all the salad I can eat in the first 15 feet. It's not that I never read your blog. I read it on occasion, intermittently, from time to time. It might be once a week, although it's really probably once a month or 3 months. And I skim to see what's important in your life and, well, to see if you've mentioned my blog. But I still get a sense of what's going on with you. I just don't want to be quizzed on it. And no, please do not post on your blog that I'm disrespecting blogs. If blog friendship, which I love, is going to last, we simply cannot hold each other accountable for having read every blog post. Couldn't possibly. That's a sign of the success of blogs. Long may they wave. Tell you what, I hereby officially release you from having to keep up with my blog. I promise I won't act all hurt if you don't know I'm very much opposed to certain international copyright extensions or that my back was acting up a couple of weeks ago or any other tidbit from the over 4,700 entries I've posted over the past 4 years, and I wish I were kidding. So you're free. Not only don't you have to read my blog, you don't even have to pretend you've read it. So yes, I still read your blog. I love it. I love you. But I'm not poring over your every word, and I know you're not poring over mine, so let's just admit it. It's okay. So, what's new?
David Weinberger is a fellow at Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. And if you can find the time, you might check out NPR's new blog, Mixed Signals. It's at our website, npr.org.